The Sulphur Springs High School valedictorian for the class of 2015 is Andrew Allen. He is the son of Brian and Vicki Allen. The salutatorian is Ariel Gonzalez, son of Victor and Paulina Gonzalez. They were introduced Monday morning by high school principal Josh Williams in a meeting with news media members in the school library.
Welcome to Sulphur Springs High School. We're here with our top two students for our graduating class of 2015. We have our salutatorian, Ariel Gonzalez, and we have our valedictorian, Mr. Andrew Allen. They were very close, but they were number one and number two, and they're at the top of our class, and we're very proud of them. Both of them have had amazing accomplishments their entire career at Sulphur Springs High School, and we're just tickled to death to have the opportunity to be here to honor them.
Well, let's get your name again.
All right, my name's Ariel Gonzalez.
Okay, and what made this possible for you?
I really have ambition to go forward in life, and you know, I feel like the academic way is the best way to go. Mm-hmm. So I always just tried my best.
Did you decide years ago that this was something you aspired for, to be one of the top in the class?
Years ago, probably not. Uh-huh. I think it probably just came about in high school. So. Uh-huh.
Any teachers inspire you to do your best?
Or? Oh, there are several teachers here at SSHS that made this possible. I would say Miss Wilder, Mr. Grafton, Mrs. Grafton, Miss Finney, Miss Herman, Mr. Ballou. The teachers here are wonderful and very supportive, and I couldn't do this without them.
What types of things have you been involved in here at high school?
I've been with French Club. UIL Academics is a big one. I'm in five events there: current events, number sense, mathematics, social studies, and calculator. Uh-huh. And that's taken a lot of time, and it's time well spent. It's really prepared me.
Uh-huh. What about your future? What would you like to do?
I put undecided, but I'm thinking about a career in mathematics, whether that be with government, with an agency with the government, or maybe quantitative analyst.
Uh-huh. Have you got a university choice yet?
Or? I have. I have decided to go to Brown University in Rhode Island.
An Ivy Leaguer, huh?
Yeah.
How important has it been your mom and dad putting you on the right path and all that?
They've been pretty important. They want to see their children to be successful, so I owe a lot of my accomplishments to them.
Okay.
For their influence.
Well, congratulations and good luck there in Brown.
All right, thank you.
And let's get your name.
Andrew Allen.
Okay, and what made this possible for you, Andrew?
Well, honestly, it was probably half luck and half ambition. I just, you know, I've always been a good guesser, and it's helped out. And not to mention my wonderful parents and, mm-hmm. of course, the Lord. The Lord's always provided for me.
They have to be tough on you, or just come natural to opening these books and stuff?
I can't really tell you, because it's always been sort of a good combination of their support and my kind of just yearning to know what's going on in the world. I've always kind of been curious around what's going on. Uh-huh. And that's kind of led me to do what I do.
So you've show again, once again, that you can make good grades and be very involved. You're involved in a lot of things around here.
I'm involved in UIL, like Ariel. Yeah. And we're both on the social studies team, and that's always been fun. Mm-hmm. We study presidents, this year at least. Also, just soccer. Soccer's been a big help, because I've always just had a place to relax, I guess. Because when I have the soccer ball at my feet, I'm not really thinking, but at the same time, I am thinking. So it kind of lets me distract my body while my mind does the work. I don't know. It's always been odd for me.
Involved in cross country too.
Yeah.
Solitary running.
I really don't like running that much. No offense to Coach Holt, but it was always just kind of like something that it helped me realize that I can push myself to do what I want.
Uh-huh. And you've got big plans too.
I guess so, yeah. I'm going to A&M, and thanks to Coach Carter over there, Giggum. And I'm studying mechanical engineering, mostly because I've always liked watching things work together and build. And creating things has always been just a sort of a passion of mine. But past that, my future goals, I'm really leaving that up to God. I don't know what I have for the future, and I'm going to let him decide.
When did this kind of seem like a goal that could be achieved for you? When did you kind of say, you know, I could do that?
Last year, maybe. Yeah.
A pretty close race, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. I was just kind of doing my work, and I didn't realize I was number one until like 2 years ago, I guess. And I thought I would just drop off, but then I was still number one last year, and I was like, hey, I might be able to do this. So, yeah, now I got to say a speech.
Either you guys going to state?
Oh, yeah. And UIL? Social studies, yeah, we're both going to state.
Both going,
yeah.
KSST News.